Hello, everybody. This is Blake Ruby from hot San Antonio, but it's just a thing, you know, the heat. Unfortunately, our air conditioning went off at 6:30. My wife is out of town. She's in Delaware visiting her sister. And I don't know if the air conditioning is actually broken or there might be something in the programming. Anyway, we're going to find out later. In the meantime, I'm here. It's not too bad right now. And it's starting to, well, it's not dark yet, but soon it will be. And then we'll see what happens. My stepdaughter at the YMCA with two of the children at the swimming pool there, and she'll be back in about an hour. I asked her before she left about the air conditioning, and she said, well, that's the way it usually is, but I think something might be going on. I told my wife about 15 minutes ago, and she was going to check online. I might have to call American Home Shield. That's one good thing, having American Home Shield, because I call and pay a $75 fee, and they come out here and they fix whatever's wrong. And if they can't fix it, they replace it. Anyway, I hope everybody had a good week last week. It's been 2 weeks since my last show. And there's a lot of things I want to talk about today. First of all, I am the author of The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul, which is available in the Amazon Kindle bookstore. And I looked at my book the other day, and I'm ashamed to say that there are some punctuation errors. I kind of published it quickly because I wanted to get it done. I was in a hurry. And that is really unlike me, because when I was in the Army, I served 4 years to begin with in the infantry, mortars, 11 Charlie, they call it. And then I reclassified to 71 Lima, otherwise known as administrative specialist. And my job was to write letters, write memorandums. So I worked with writing. Hey, come on, Gordon. My dog just came up. One of our dogs just came up to me. You want to go outside, Goldie? Okay. Anyway, so I know all about writing, yet I wrote my book. It took me 8 years to write. I sat on it for 8 years. I didn't know whether or not I should publish it because it had some very esoteric, spiritual principles, secrets, if you will, and I decided to. So I had the Word documents, and then I had to convert them into PDF. When I did, oh my God, everything went messed up, and I was over and over and over trying to correct it, and I missed some stuff. But mainly, now there are in places, and there's not many errors, but there are some commas where there should be periods, and it needs to be re-edited and republished, and I want to do it in a hard copy. And you know what I did yesterday? I heard that the owner of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, who is the wealthiest man in the world, worth like $90 billion, he is looking for money to donate to causes. So I typed up an email and sent it to him. I explained about my book and my radio show on BBS Radio, and I asked him for financing for a few things, and why not? It doesn't hurt to try, right? And he might even be listening right now. Wouldn't that be something? I don't know if he got the message right away. You know, these billionaires, I imagine, they're doing many things all the time. Got priorities and don't have time probably to sit down and listen to anything for a while. But I'm serious about my book and my show, and I think it has a lot to offer the world. You know, spiritual values are so important in this world today when there's so much negativity going on, right? Violence going on, and so much bickering, conflict. You know, what is the truth? People don't know the truth. People can't handle the truth. And who am I to say this? Well, one thing, I'm almost 63 years old. I'll be 63 here in about a week or so. And I've spent a long time in my life, seeking God, seeking spiritual truth. And I am not perfect by any means, but I've found the answers, I believe, to many questions, and I've gotten it through other people by reading their books. Yeah. So my book has errors, but please don't let that turn you off, right? The content is what's more important. And you know what? I haven't made a penny. I put it on the Amazon Kindle bookstore, and I haven't made a cent. I haven't seen any royalties, but it doesn't matter. I mean, I'd like to have the money, but I'm not worrying about it. I think what's more important is my radio show, because I reach out to people. And I've got a lot to talk about today, all kinds of different subjects. I just want to say, next thing is, I am a singer. As I've mentioned in previous shows, today I posted a video of myself on YouTube. It's called Blake's Concert for 29 July 17. You can find it on YouTube. Just type in Blake Ruby, BLAKERUBIE. And it's got several songs in there. Second Chance by 38 Special. I Ran by a Flock of Seagulls. It's a concert, a little concert, mini concert. Andy Williams, Moon River. Moon River, wider than a mile. Anyway, I'm really, and there's more too. Main Street by Bob Seger, Frank Sinatra's Fly Me to the Moon, Leonard Skinner's Simple Man, and I forget what else. But anyway, I impress myself. I am a very good singer. I look great. I sounded great. So if you wondering if you haven't already found out that I'm on YouTube, because I have some other videos there, I sang the national anthem at the AT&T Center for a women's NBA game back in July of 2014 in front of 6,000 people. Oh, my God. What an experience that was. And it went well. And the video's there. You can check it out. Well, I did it with a woman. We called ourselves Sir Blake and Lady Robin. And I knew her. She's just a friend. She moved to Florida. I don't know where she is now. I think she came back to San Antonio. Anyway, so check out my concert, my mini concert. I'm going to be posting some more in the future because I sing, I practice all the time. And I'm fully satisfied with the video. I couldn't say that before. I mean, it's not absolutely perfect, but I'm hitting the notes, sounding great, and looking great, too. So, moving on. Do the right thing for yourself, people. Don't care what other people think about you. Whatever it is, I'm not going to go into the details. Rise up in the name of life and freedom. Yeah, do the right thing for yourself. And you know what the trouble is? What one of the main problems is with the world today? I'll tell you what it is. We ignore each other. We don't even look at each other sometimes. And I'm guilty of that, people. I see them walking down the street. You walk in the mall. You walk in a store. You don't look at people. Sometimes it's like a cold ripple effect, you know, that goes on. People are mean to each other and it passes on. Very rarely do you see, and I try to stop that whole ripple effect, if you will, by saying good things, you know, being careful with my words, and smiling at somebody, saying hello, good morning. Sometimes people don't answer you back, but don't let that bother you. Just keep your positives up. Help make the world a better place, right? So we ignore each other. We don't even look at each other. I try to look at people, even just for a moment. It's all people want. Hey, it's all people want. Just look at them. I know you might not feel like it, but at the moment. We do that in the Army. When I was in the Army, you have to salute an officer. So you're always looking at each other when you approach each other. Becomes an officer. So I got to salute him. So you're looking. Maintain that eye contact. Raise that right arm. Good morning, sir. Good afternoon, sir. How are you, sir? You know, that kind of thing. You don't have to do that, but point is, recognize people. You know, they're your brothers and sisters in spirit. So in my book, and I will republish it, I want to put it in hard copy. So I asked Mr. Bezos for, I could use $1 million, you know, to get this word out to a lot of people. And I've got a lot of chapters in my book. Let me tell you a few of them. I have an introduction. The human spirit. By the way, the gray brain, the golden soul. I named it that because I've heard too much before about people not knowing what the soul is. And in my opinion, and we're all entitled to our opinion, but I might add that my opinion is based on logical and rational means, if you will, logical and rational research that I've found from reading books written by other people. The soul is very simply the brain of the spirit. When we were created in our pre-existence in the spirit world, born on the sun, which is that world of fire, the very special fire of God, and when we die, our spirits exit our body, they're made of light energy, and they can live in the fire. So the soul of the spirit, the brain of the spirit, is the soul. Anyway, back to the book. Human spirit. I talk all about the human spirit, what it's made of. Our spirit parents, as I mentioned before. We have a spirit mother and a spirit father. And my rationale, logic, is this. Hey, can a father create children alone? You know, the Christians believe that a father, the spirit father, the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God. You know, any father that has children without a mother, how does he do that? Do you know? I mean, why do you think that? And yet you can't explain how the spirit father can create children in the spirit realm. The answer is because you're holding back. You're resisting evolution. You're not thinking outside the box. Sorry to burst your bubble, so to speak, but you can't have children without a father and a mother. So, but the good news is there is a spirit mother, and she's very beautiful, and you will meet her, hopefully, one day when you transition from this life to the next, and you go to heaven, that beautiful, beautiful place, and you stand before their presence. And what is some of the things that I can tell you about that experience that you will have, hopefully? Well, they're very, very big. They've grown. I mean, they're 2 million years old because this planet and our solar system is not what the scientists say it is. 4 billion years old. I don't believe that. That's a great exaggeration. And there's really, I haven't understood the rationale for why they say it's that old. In my opinion, based on my research, our world is approximately 2 million years old. So you have to know that per the book, Beyond the Darkness by Angie Fenimore, she had an encounter with God, the Spirit Father. And he told her that, and she saw him, big, beautiful, hair, robe flowing, magnificent stature, you know, just beautiful, beautiful facial features, bodily features, beautiful and light. The light is the most important thing to remember, that you would remember about meeting them, is that the light is so brilliant, because that's what it's about. And in my website on CBS Radio, I say one of the reasons why we're here is because we, as spirits, we are spirits in the material world. We're here to grow our light. Check that out. Grow your light. There is something, there's meaning to those words. Grow your light. So when then you transition from this life, when you graduate from this earth to the spirit realm, and you will take all that growth with you, all the good that you've done, all the spiritual development you've achieved, it will grow your light. That's what it's all about. And so when you stand in front of the Spirit Mother and Spirit Father on that judgment day, and thereafter too, once you get to heaven and start enjoying the activities there, all the different lectures and get-togethers, people having feasts and music and laughter and song and praising God. And by the way, King David is there. You're going to meet, remember King David from the Bible? Yes, it's true. He's the ultimate praise master there. And why not praise God? Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Here, have you ever noticed here on earth just how incredible everything is? This world is so large, and you look up into the night sky. All this is creation. All this happened for a reason. I mean, there didn't have to be anything from the beginning of the universe, from the Big Bang, growing outward, solar system after solar system, galaxy after galaxy, all of this, all that you see, the skies, the stars, sun, you, me, people, all the past centuries, none of this had to be. All a part of the creator. There's a creator out there. And let me tell you, the supreme creator of the universe is different than what I've explained before in my previous shows. The Spirit Mother and Father in heaven, who created our souls and spirits. And some of us come from other solar systems, because per Sylvia Brown's book, you know, the great mystic psychic medium who passed away recently, some of us are advanced souls called mystic travelers. And I think I am one too, although I can't say for sure, because I don't remember my pre-existence. But we souls are either beginner souls, you know, like the first lifetime, because there is reincarnation. We need reincarnation to achieve all that God wants us. When I say God, I can mean the Supreme Creator. I can mean the Spirit Mother and Father in heaven. They can be called God because they're like a Godhead, male and female. And the Supreme Creator is male and female too. So, one day, in the future, when we get to heaven, and you stand in front of their presence. I know I'm jumping around a little bit here. I'm having a good time. I've got my notes. And there's still lots of time left. And they are so beautiful, well-traveled, ancient souls who lived lives like we are living right now. They achieve co-creator God status because of doing all the right things, living God's will for their life, doing good to people, paying off any karmic debt accumulated through lifetime. So grow your light. Are you growing your light? And you'll see when we get to heaven, there are some souls there that have very powerful lights, like our Spirit Mother and Father, Jesus, who died on the cross and came back to life in the resurrection. And this is true. It really happened. It's true. And I explained all about it in the previous show, and I told you before that the Jesus who died on the cross was not the same Jesus as the Jesus who was born in Bethlehem. Read the book rather than me go into the whole details again, because I put it all in the previous show. For those that might be listening to my show for the first time, check out the book, Abduction to the Ninth Planet, if you're really interested. And if you listen to the show, then you must be interested. And I'm only concerned with one thing, spiritual truth, universal truth. Religions don't have all the truth. Each one of them claims to profess that their truth is the real truth. But that's not possible, and you know it's not. Christians, Muslims, Islam, Hindus, Buddhists, they all can't be telling the truth, right? That's what I told you before. Religion is a money-making business. The sooner you realize that, wake up, the better off you'll be. You are what's more important. Your spiritual nature, what you want to do for your life, your will, in accordance with your Creator's will. Rise up. Be free. The truth will set you free. So, Can a father create children alone? Let's go back to that. Okay, how? How does he do it? Very simply, procreation. I'll tell you how. In the spirit realm, spirit mother and father create children by what is known as merging of the spirits. And according to Sylvia Brown, we can do that too when we get there. You can do it even male on female on female. But the real orgasmic experience is with someone of the opposite sex. And from what I've read, the orgasms can last several hours. Imagine that. Wouldn't that be great? Oh my God. I can hardly wait. But here on Earth, we've got so much to worry about, don't we? The bodily fluids, the diseases. We've got a hard time here. But it's meant to be hard. And there's no reason for people to take their lives, right? Like what happened recently with Chester Bennington. You know him, the lead singer for Linkin Park. And it goes on and on. And I've read the reviews of people who knew him. Wow, there's no mention of God in there. What's going on? All these well wishes, but no mention of God. Let me tell you something. The people that love him, you want to save him? You want to save his soul? Because read the book Beyond the Darkness by Angie Fenimore. She tried to commit suicide. And I'll tell you, are you listening? It's twice as bad there where they go when they commit suicide. You feel that? Twice as bad. They think they had it bad here. All the abuse maybe they might have suffered, the pain that they're feeling now, which is usually fueled by alcohol. Don't drink alcohol. I gave it up back in 1988. And I almost committed suicide one time because of alcohol. Hello? You know, I can understand if you're a very disciplined person and you drink in moderation, but please know that there's a demon, alcohol. You feel that truth that could lead you, that could just ruin your life. I don't want to tell you what to do. I don't want to judge you, okay? You have your own life to live, but for these people that commit suicide all the time, well, let me rephrase that. The people that are committing suicide, if you really love them, you can save them. You know how? I'll tell you how. Say a prayer for them. I'm not going to do it, but you can. It would be something like this, okay? Very simple. It only takes a few seconds. How strong is your spirituality? How strong is your light of your spirit? Dear creator of our souls and spirit, dear creator, God, dear spirit, mother, and father, I know so-and-so, he's a good man. I know he suffered. He was abused. He did many good things. I loved him so much. Please, have mercy on his soul. Please, bless him where he is, wherever he is in the spirit realm. Please, bless him. Help him. Save him. That's what you need to do. That's the kind of prayer you need to do to save people. No mention of God. All these well wishes. Nice, but not real. Get real, people. You know, there's a lot of leadership out there. The people in the music and entertainment industry. You know, people, Hollywood movie actors and actresses. And we look at them to be role models. But really, like Robin Williams, where are they in their spiritual lives? They seem to have it all together, but not so, we find out later. Where are you in your spiritual life? Are you growing your light? Listening to BBS Radio and my show and other shows will help you to grow your light. And that's what it's all about. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters except for the spiritual development you achieved here on Earth, and surviving day after day, one day at a time, survive. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. There are things you can do. Keep going. You can find a good book that deals with spirituality. The Bible is okay. these books on near-death experiences like I did find that I learned from. They talk about these people who died for a while, right? Left their body. And they had these experiences coming face-to-face with the Spirit Father or the Spirit Mother. In the book, Fast Lane to Heaven, Neil Goddardy was a man who, he had lots of money. He owned these nightclubs in Florida. And he didn't believe in God. He didn't believe in a creator. He was more concerned with money, boozing it up, women, you know. Until one day, he had a fight with somebody. And he had a heart attack. And he had a near-death experience. And among other things, he went to this stadium filled with people, with spirits. Like you might. Well, one day we will. There in heaven, there are stadiums where people fill, just like here on earth. And they were, he was actually this, for the book, as it says in the book, he was in space, outer space, and this huge stadium was there. I don't know how that happened, but it happened. And he saw thousands of people there, and they were all cheering him on. So one day, how would you like, imagine this. You go to heaven, you get indoctrinated, you know, you get accustomed to that new life. You meet Abraham, you meet St. Peter, you're inside the holy city, you see nothing but happiness, joy, laughing, music, harmonious music. It's a great existence. Everything is beautiful. The praise for God, the creator of the universe, is ongoing, never stops. There are fields, mountains, rivers, lakes, oceans, seas, beautiful, beautiful vegetation, trees with the fruit of life. The water in the river of life is pure and pristine, and you can drink from it. Father Abraham will give you a goblet to drink and cleanse yourself of the impurities from this life, past earth life. And yes, there are chariots everywhere, angels everywhere. It's a beautiful existence. Prepare yourself. You know it's a must. Remember that song? Now I know it. I know lots of songs. I am blessed. You know, I'm gifted because I know over 100, 200 songs by memory, which might not be such a big deal compared to other people. I heard that Smokey Robinson, I saw him being awarded the other day. He's like written 4,000 songs. But, you know, I go sing for the Wounded Warriors every month. While they're eating lunch, I sing to them. And it's a wonderful opportunity for me to grow in my development as a singer. And I pick all these songs that are associated with good things for the Wounded Warriors. I don't sing any songs that have any negative lyrics, if you will. And it's a great experience. I sang for them a couple of weeks ago. When was that? In the middle of July. Anyway, it's a good time. You know, I offer karaoke. I'm singing to them while they're standing in line, the chow line, while they're eating, watching television, standing around talking. And I say, come on up here and sing a karaoke song. I can access YouTube, the internet, and there's thousands of songs. Any song that you want to sing, I can pull it up and you can sing. But no one did. I usually sing just by myself, and that's okay. Let me get back to my notes here. Yeah, King David, he's in heaven, and when you get there, the thing that people do the most is praise God, praise the original creator, the supreme creator. You'll have a little harp, if you want, like King David. Yeah, it's true. Praise, that's what it's all about, singing praises. Yeah. It's going to be wonderful. You want to go to heaven, don't you? Okay, so the supreme creative universe. Oh, my God. This world is rotating on an axis, right? Through rotating at 600 miles an hour. What? Think. Think about what does that? Where does that power come from? We take it for granted, don't we? That is the true definition of the word power. But multiply that by a million to the nth degree, and you get maybe a small comprehension of what kind of power the original creator, the supreme creator of the universe, has. It's really incomprehensible. Because just in our solar system alone, the power to revolve and rotate all the heavenly bodies, you know, the planets and the moons, really, moons are like small planets, right? But it comes from the sun, really. That the energy from the sun does that. Did you know that? It's true. Not only does the sun heat and provide light for our planet, but it also rotates and revolves the planets. Well, if that's something new for you, you learned something new today. You should be happy. And so the Supreme Creator is an awesome, awesome, awesome intelligence. It's an intelligence that creates life, bodies, lots and lots and lots of different bodies. Can you do that? No, I can't either. And it can communicate to us like a parent to a baby, depending on our intelligence level and how you interpret the communication. You know, just imagine a being, an entity so powerful to create planets and suns and spirit, you know, spirit children. You might say something like, "Google daddy, baby like toy." Because just like we speak to babies, maybe like God speaks to us, but if you want to really get serious with your communication and pray to God, like you're having an actual conversation with God, knowing what God looks like, knowing what God looks like could help you in your prayer life. I did that on purpose. I'm sorry. I'm just being a facetious in a way. So, we were all babies once. Isn't that amazing? So we are big babies. Hey, you're a big baby. People can misinterpret that, right? And think that you're being negative. Well, don't listen to that. Don't be negatively influenced by other people. You know what I'm saying? Because we're all big babies, aren't we? Isn't it? That'd be a good way to handle it. I saw a movie about, you remember The Water Boy? With Adam Sandler, and he's moving to San Antonio too. Adam Sandler, and I got to give him a shout out. He's a good guy. Also, let me give a few more shout outs. My wife, she's in Delaware visiting her sister Ruby. I know what you're thinking. If we got married, her name would be Ruby Ruby, R-U-B-Y. My last name is Ruby, R-U-B-I-E. But no, we're not going to get married. I'm married to my wife Jackie. I love her very much. She's there in Delaware. And it's probably almost as hot there as it is here. And I miss her. She's been gone since Thursday. She's coming back next Tuesday. But she just went up there to visit her sister, Ruby. That's a good thing, to visit our relatives, you know. I got to visit my son. He's in L.A., trying to be an actor. And would you all help him, please? He wants to be a famous actor. And he's a good man. He's a good young man. I'm so happy, so proud, so blessed to have my son, Bryce. I wouldn't be where I am today without my son, Bryce. I'm helping to support him. And son, if you're listening, I'll continue to support you. Thank you for all that you've done for me. You came from heaven to save me. You did. I know that things might have been different if you hadn't have shown up in this lifetime. But you did. God knew what was right. You were there in the spirit realm. You said, I got to help my... And, you know, so it is with spirits in the pre-existence when they come here. They're not, we know each other, we're associated, but you can't say that children really belong to you because of their own separate souls. You know, they come to Earth to be a part of the family. And sometimes parents can misinterpret that and think that they belong to them. It's not right. They're on their own soul journey, you know, and they need to be treated with respect in as much as they are a separate entity. Their souls are separate. I mean, we didn't create their souls and spirits. The spirit mother and father did. You know what I'm saying? So don't be a big baby, okay? I'm just kidding. Okay, can a father create children alone? Isn't that, there's some food for thought. Can a father create children alone? So, here's a couple of tips for you. Now, I don't misinterpret this. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. Because I don't want to get in trouble and get sued, you know, get BBS Radio in trouble. So I'm just going to say this is what I do. And for a couple of, for something I'm going to say, if you want to consult your doctor about this, go ahead and do it, you know, but don't blame me if you do it and something happens, okay? Singing. You know, now I'm a very accomplished singer. I've been singing for years. You know what I found? That helps you sing better. What helps you sing better? Use your arms and hands all the time when you're singing. You have to use both your hands and arms when you sing. It helps you to breathe better. It helps the lungs to function better. You can use both arms and hands at the same time, or one at a time. Keep your elbows up. Don't have your arms down by your side. I am a karaoke king, and I say that humbly. I know a lot of songs, and I've mastered them. I just need a larger venue now. I don't know, is there a venue out there for someone that wants to listen to karaoke singers? Probably not, you know. I'm not a musician. I don't play the guitar, but I know how to sing. Maybe there's a future in that. I can also sing a cappella. The other thing I was going to say, the other tip, is when you go out walking, and I walk, and I begin to run a little bit, but people always say breathe through your nose. Well, I don't believe that that's true. Because, listen, we live in a lot of oxygen-depraved environments. There at work, where I work, you get in your car, you turn on the air conditioning. It's so hot outside, I can't take the heat. But in the meantime, you're depriving yourself of oxygen from the air. Mind you, I could open up the door here because the door closed. The sun's gone down. The air conditioning's still off. You're going to have to call the AC people. Oh, no. God, was that you that did that? Did you turn the air conditioning off today? Why? I'll work it out. It's all right. Anyway. So, and the spirit mother and father, you know, we are actually created in their image. They're very big, very beautiful, all the features, hair, body, right? And their light is blinding, beautiful, awesome, powerful, brilliant, white and gold light, more powerful than the sun at midday. Check it out. Can you imagine that? Look at the sun at midday. Oh, you're blind. You blind yourself. Don't do that. So back to breathing through the, I breathe through my mouth. Now I go out and walk. I do a power walk. You know that if you walk fast, and remember what I told you about doctors, this is what I do. You don't have to do, I'm not suggesting you do it. I'm just saying this is what I do. I walk fast. They did a survey of people who walk, and those who walked fast actually live longer. Remember to consult your doctor, okay? Don't want to get in trouble here. And when you do walk, when I do walk, and I do my power walk, I breathe through my mouth. I need more oxygen. Why do you think runners breathe through the mouth? They need oxygen. So, hey, wait, what's the difference between walking with your mouth open and running with your mouth open? I don't believe. They say breathe through your nose. It filters the air. Yeah, maybe it does. You're putting all that stuff up your nose. And, you know, that might be why so many people sleep apnea, because they believe that. But I think, you know, I go outside and I breathe through my mouth. I oxygenate my body. I supercharge my body. Hey, I supercharge my body by breathing that air through my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then I breathe through my nose when I'm inside the building. You know, then I filter the interiors. And I breathe better at night. You know, my sinuses are clearer. Anyway, that's what I do, okay? I'm not suggesting you do it, but just food for thought, you know. If you're going to do it, maybe you ought to consult your doctor. I don't know all the legal ramifications here, but you know what I'm saying? Okay. Moving on. You know, you pray to God, and God can answer prayers. You know how God can answer prayers? Through other people, believe it or not, yes. People can actually, people that you meet on the street, complete strangers, can answer those prayers that you had in ways that you don't even imagine, that you didn't even think about. Food for thought, further food for thought. I'm going to tell you how to create now in the spirit realm. And you can do it here on Earth, okay? And this is very esoteric stuff, so don't take it lightly. Saying words together in synchronicity. Have you ever done that with someone? People say, Jakes! Well, there's something to that. Do you feel it? There is something to it. And when a man and a woman say these words together, could you all try an experiment for me? Not now, maybe later. Get together with your wife, your husband, and say these words together. Hey, cat. Hey, give me a little room here, sorry. Cat just stretched out and infringed upon my territory here. And here comes Goldie the dog. Hi, Goldie. So, practice, say these words together. Now, I just made up some words. You can make up your own words. But you get the same in unison, okay? How are you doing today? Say it together. Ready? How are you doing today? Man and woman, say it together. How are you doing it together? Can you do it? Can you say it in perfect timing, in perfect synchronicity? How about, let's put a tree in the backyard. Let's put a tree in the backyard. Go ahead. Let's put a tree in the backyard. Now, my point is, when the words are spoken with the intent to create, whether it's a planet or spirit children, like our spirit mother and father do, they are created in accordance with the prime directive, if you will, like in Star Trek, the supreme creator's laws and principles, which are in effect within the universe, and the laws of the cosmos, the powers of the cosmos, react to those words spoken in synchronicity. It has to be perfect. You know what I'm saying? That's why in our soul journey, we evolve from one lifetime to the other so that we know how to do this. Am I freaking out? I hope not. War. Hey, war. What's it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again, people. War. What's it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. Say it again. But, you know, war is sometimes necessary. It's been that way in the past. You know, think of the Revolutionary War. Because we're evolving. And how many of you saw the movie Dunkirk? I saw it the other day. Oh, my God. So many people being mown down, killed. Lots of good stories of bravery, you know, and people doing really wonderful things for each other, saving each other, you know. It's funny how that is, where good things come out of those terribly bad things. My father was at Dunkirk with the British Army. My parents were English. He told me a little bit about Dunkirk. He had a man die in his arms, you know. Imagine that, someone die in your arms. Wouldn't that be terrible? You see their body just, you know, go still. And hey, come on now. Come on. Hey, head over there. I need a little space. Thank you. Thank you very much. Underdog. Our American Pit Bull Terrier, I call her, her name is Goldie. I also call her Underdog because she runs so fast. She's got muscles. She just bulges. Muscles are just bulging all over her body. And she can jump like about 5 feet high, 5-6 feet high. I've seen her. I remember one time we were walking and she ran across this embankment and just flew through the air. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. She flew about 10 feet. She's powerful. I call her Underdog. And we have Shaka, the black lab. I call him the ninja master because we've got another dog called Shakira, who is a smooth fox terrier. And when she was young, when she was a puppy, she used to wrestle and tassle with Shaka. And the stuff that they would do, I mean, it was like watching a kung fu movie, you know? It was amazing. So Shaka, I call him the Ninja Master, whereas Shakira is the Ninja Dog. And Mr. Beta, our dachshund, he's Mighty Dog. I call him Mighty Dog because he goes and he hangs with the other, the big dogs, and he runs. And he can walk 2 miles, 3 miles. His little legs, you know, running, and he's got muscles, his balls in his chest, you know. His legs are powerful. They're all beautiful dogs. And let me give you some advice. Let your dogs run. Dogs love to run. They can live longer if you let them run. Find a place to take them where there's no one around, you know. Hopefully they'll be disciplined enough to, when you call them, if you do run into somebody, they'll listen to you and come back. I was telling you about my different chapters. Let me just go through them. Again, human spirit, our spirit parents, the great original creator spirit or the supreme spirit, the highest heaven, the lowest heaven, the transition. When we die, what happens? By the way, the lowest heaven is above the clouds. I heard the book, Saved by the Light, written by Damian Brinkley. He said there is a realm up there above the clouds. And that shows that, you know, when we die, depending on your spiritual development and your soul's evolution, you might not get all the way to heaven to begin with. You might only get above the clouds, and then you'll have to continue your spiritual development there, and then eventually make it to the sun, the spirit world. And I want to be taken there by Archangel Gabriel in his chariot. And I hope you do, too. I've sang this song, talked about the song, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. You know, they didn't just make that up. It's true. A lot of people get taken to heaven in a chariot. Yeah. So, moving on. The transition, reincarnation, types of angels, Jesus Christ. Talk about, you know, I mentioned that in the previous show, light, or the nature of light, being illuminated, illuminated from within, you know, looking like you're actually made of light. There's different kinds of light. That's because we grow our light here on Earth. And you can have these different levels of light. The devil, bad spirits and demons, space and darkness, the four forces of the universe. So what are the four forces of the universe? The first force is the force that created the suns and the planets and the moons. The second force was the force that created the plant and animal life. The third force was the force that created sentient beings on all different planets. And yes, there's thousands and 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 thousands of other beings out there. And the universe is teeming with life. Hey, wake up! Wake up! Wake up! They're out there. Yeah. And the fourth force is the force that created the spiritual dimension, the parallel universe, fourth dimension, spirit realm. Did you get that? So then the categories of planets, from 1 to 9, you know, Earth is the category 1 planet. Bayouba, in the book, Abduction from the Ninth Planet, is a Category 9 planet. It's a beautiful planet, just like heaven. Very intense colors. Earth is pure, pristine. Animals don't eat each other, you know what I'm saying? Here on Earth, animals eat each other, and that affects our psyche, you know what I'm saying? We are living in a very specific environment, you know, and very difficult for a reason, so that we can learn from it. And all these different ways that we can die, by animals, you know, by earthquake, flood, tornado, lightning struck by lightning, volcanoes exploding, huge storms, hurricanes, I say that. Anyway, so good for you, you're surviving. Keep on surviving, my friends. One day at a time. Don't throw in the towel. Don't commit suicide. As I told you before, it's twice as bad there. And then you leave all your friends and your family here on Earth. And it just ruins them. It ruins their life. It ruins their soul journeys. Don't do it. Find a way. You're smart. You survived this far. Keep on surviving. Don't commit suicide. Okay, continue on with my book, Mother Earth. Mother Earth is a living being, otherwise known as Mother Gaia. It's alive. Yeah, it's alive. It's a cosmic being in its own right. Types of extraterrestrials, oh, there's so many out there. Right now, presently, according to my research, what I've heard, check out this movie called Fast Walkers. It's all about extraterrestrials. Fast Walkers. It is an amazing, amazing video. It'll prove to you beyond a doubt that they're out there, okay? So the different types, there's like 60 that have interacted or presently interacting with our human race. Another chapter is called Pre-Existence, Our Pre-Existence. Telepathy, dream, sin, the life of you, the human aura, prayer, a sample prayer, suicide, harmful impressions, noise pollution. Noise pollution is very, very dangerous. We say we are used to it, but no, we're not. And it affects us like static. And then I have a collection of poems I call The Gray Brain, The Golden Soul, my poems. Friendly tips, biblical misinterpretations, my references. Herculobus, which supposedly is a planet on its way to, it revolves around the Milky Way galaxy. Every 15,000 years, it comes close in close proximity to our planet, and it causes our planet to stop rotating, tilt on the axis. There's earthquakes all over the place, of course. Storms. Life starts again, in other words. And it's about that time. Check it out if you're interested on the internet. Herculobus, H-E-R-C-O-L-O-B-U-S, and so those are my chapters. So tell me again, what's war good for? Absolutely nothing, right? Although it's necessary sometimes for that, because I don't want the people that are waging war to get angry at me. No, I'm just kidding. I understand, you know, when it comes to a last resort, we do that. But I think in the future, we're going to look back and say, you know, all this war that we had, it was insane. I saw a magazine with a title called The Great War, World War I. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Do you realize the pain and suffering that war brings and you're calling it great? Come on. Hello? Hello? Holy Moses. If my father was at Dunkirk, if he didn't survive, I wouldn't be here today. Anyway, women. Way on to another subject. Women. You have to love them. We need them. Yes. Even the spirit father, he needs a woman. You know, who can say out there that a man doesn't want a woman? The Christians have made Father God like they're telling Father God what he can do. He can't have a woman by his side. What man does not want a woman by his side? What Christian man does not want a woman by his side? Why is Father God any different? Because you're wrong. Father God does have a woman by his side, and that woman is Mother God. And you can't change the truth. Truth will set you free. I don't mean to say that in a negative way, okay? I'm kind of messing with you. So supercharge your body. Walk fast. I supercharge my body. Let me rephrase that. I walk fast. I breathe through my mouth because I need more oxygen in my body. And it helps make my life better. I've been doing this for a while, and so far, so good. I know some things don't always work out, but I used to breathe through my nose a lot in the past, and it just wasn't working for me. Anyway, I'm running out of time here, people. I've got 6 minutes left, thereabouts. I thought I wrote down some other notes here. Anyway, the sun is going down. It's still hot now. But it's just a thing. Mind over matter, right? I hear people complaining about the heat all the time, but, you know, it's not that bad. I mean, there are places elsewhere in the world where it's hotter. We complain about the weather a lot, don't we? It seems to be a topic of conversation. But does it really bother people? No. Now, cold weather, I grew up in Canada, born and raised there, and I've been close to being frostbitten many a time. And I'll tell you, I'll take being hot any day of the week because it's painful to be cold. And I think that's one main difference when people live up north, you know, in the northern part of the United States. I've traveled up there a lot, and it's just a different atmosphere. Take a place like Florida, where my parents used to live. When I was in the Army, I used to live in Ohio, and I would go visit them to Florida. It was like flying into another country. See the palm trees down below as the plane was getting ready to land. And it'd be, you come from 32 or below, and snow on the ground, and you come into a place where it's 75, 80 degrees, palm trees, people are enjoying life. Yeah, oh man, this feels good, you know, compared to there in Ohio. Oh man, it's freezing outside. I'm cold and it hurts. Anyway, what would be the ultimate thing to do? Well, what do you think about this? How about we change the Earth's orbit? You know, we can modify it through something called electro ultrasound. And we can modify the Earth's orbit so that temperature here on Earth is a constant 82 degrees. Maybe we'll drop it down to 70 at night, you know. This is a little change, but anyway. So, everybody, got 1 minute to go. Let me say a prayer. Spirit, Mother, and Father in heaven, thank you for everything. You are the creator of our souls and spirits. We love you. Thank you for loving us. Please bless all your children here on earth, all the 6 billion of them. Isn't that amazing that you have so many children and yet you're intimate with each one of them? You know all about them. And your power is awesome. This whole solar system is held into existence by the might of the Supreme Creator's power. Isn't that an incredible thing? Anyway, Spirit, Mother, and Father, we give you praise and honor, and we worship you. Thank you. We'll praise you forever. We'll praise the Supreme Creator of the universe, the Master of the universe forever. I love you, people. Please be good to yourself. Keep up the good things. Survive each day. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks from today. I love you. May God bless you. May God bless us, everyone. Bye-bye.